For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Smith with the Drug Truth Network's Corrupt Cop of the Week. This week we're going to Mississippi, where we got a Mississippi twofer. We have two police officers in trouble this week. In Biloxi, a 14-year veteran of the Biloxi Police Department was arrested June 3rd and charged with one count each of sale of ecstasy and possession with intent to distribute. Daryl Civitanovich, Jr., the officer involved, is the drug dog officer for the Biloxi Police and works on drug crime investigations. While initial police reports mentioned another drug being seized as well, Civitanovich has not been charged with any other offenses, according to local TV reports. Meanwhile, in nearby Tupelo, Mississippi, former Plantersville police officer Billy Hanna has been sentenced to 8 years in prison after he pled guilty to two counts of selling steroids and one count of possessing methamphetamine. He pled guilty May 27th and was sentenced on June 3rd to 48 years in prison, but sentencing judge Paul Funderburk suspended all but 8 years of that sentence. Hanna was busted last year in Lee County while in uniform in his police car. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories this week. Visit stopthedrugwar.org for more.
And now for another black perspective on the drug war. Last night, I went to Blockbuster and rented The Hulk. You've seen The Hulk, haven't you? It's about a scientist who creates a formula that causes a person to transform into a huge, powerful, rampaging green monster with bulletproof skin. Now, they say the movie is based on a comic book, and I suppose that's so, but what would you say if I told you it could just as well have been inspired by real life? Congress adopted laws banning marijuana and cocaine because they were told the racist lie that cocaine transforms black men into huge, powerful, rampaging monsters with bulletproof skins. Really, bulletproof. Police departments actually changed to larger caliber handguns to meet the threat of these indestructible, drug-crazed Negroes. And marijuana, they were told, causes a form of madness which drives black men to rape white women. I guess black people can't handle their drugs like white people can. Or maybe reefer madness is just fantasy, like comic book. But wait, it's not reefer madness they're trying to frighten us with nowadays. Now they're pushing amotivational syndrome, which means that if you smoke pot, you will never amount to anything in life. You will end up a 40-year-old underachieving slacker sleeping in your parents' garage. But that sounds like fantasy too, especially since I can think of lots of people who smoked pot and didn't. Including New York's Mayor Michael Bloomberg, Congressman Sonny Bono, Sir Paul McCartney, Carl Sagan, Ted Turner, Bill Clinton and Al Gore, Newt Gingrich, John F. Kennedy, Winston Churchill, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and, of course, George W. Bush. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.